Moulton, we're depending on the Taliban to keep Americans safe. If people can't get to airport, tens of thousands will be stuck. By Ian Hanchett on August 18, 2021. On Wednesday's broadcast of CNN Newsroom, Representative Seth Moulton, DMA, stated that after going to war against the Taliban, we're relying on that same Taliban to keep Americans safe and to not start massacring people today. And he doesn't see how America will be able to get its allies out of Afghanistan. Moulton stated, "We went into Afghanistan 20 years ago because the Taliban harbored the terrorists that attacked us on September 11th. And now we're relying on that same Taliban to keep Americans safe. To keep American citizens, they estimate between 10 and 15,000 American citizens are still in that crowd or cowering in their houses in Kabul and surrounding areas right now trying to get into the airport. And that's not to mention the other 50 or 70,000 allies who put their lives on the line, put their lives on the line alongside our troops and diplomats, not just for Afghanistan, but for America. We have a moral obligation to get them out, and I still don't see how we're going to do that." He later added, "They talk about how many people they can evacuate per hour on planes. But if people can't simply get into the airport, even green card holding people, like you saw on TV, then, very quickly, we'll get the people out who are at the airport right now. But there will be tens of thousands who are stuck outside that wire under the Taliban's control." Moulton further stated, "This is a harrowing situation. Because, in many ways, we are relying on the Taliban to not start massacring people today. I mean, they could massacre that crowd outside the airport at the drop of a hat if they wanted to. But taking aside how terrible the situation is, we've got to do everything we can to get people out. We're the United States of America. If we can put a man on the moon, we can figure out how to get people out of Afghanistan." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.